Hi. This week, the question is, was Muhammad predicted in the Bible? This is part number 3 of our series. The Quran, which is the holy book of the Islam religion, has a passage that declares the Jewish scriptures and the Christian scriptures prophesied the coming of Muhammad. This is to give some legitimacy to the Islam religion. In Surah 7, verse 157, the prediction is made that in the law of the Jews and in the gospel of the Christians, Muhammad is predicted. The Old Testament passage, which supposedly predicts Muhammad's coming, is said to be Deuteronomy 18, verses 15 through 22. We've been studying this passage for the past 2 weeks, and we noticed it absolutely could not have been a reference to Muhammad. The New Testament passage, which supposedly predicts Muhammad's coming, is John 14, verse 16. So in this study, we wish to examine this passage and ask 2 questions. Does this New Testament passage actually predict the coming of Muhammad? And if not, then what does it predict? The Comforter that is mentioned in John chapter 14, John chapter 15, and John chapter 16 refers not to Muhammad, but to the Holy Spirit. And I want to give to you 6 reasons why this is true. 6 reasons why the Comforter must be a reference to the Holy Spirit and not to Muhammad. Reason number 1, the promise of John 14, verse 16 was to the apostles. In John 14, verse 16, Jesus said, "I will pray the Father, and he will give you another helper or comforter, that he may abide with you forever." This promise is being made to the apostles. Read the entire chapter, and you'll see Jesus is speaking with the apostles. Number 2, the promise is for another comforter. According to Islam, the correct word here should be the Greek word parakletos, which means praised one. But look at the word another. If Muslims are correct, then this means Jesus was the first praised one, parakletos, but there is no scripture ever calling him this. Notice, the Greek word parakletos is never even used in the Bible at all, not in reference to Jesus or to anyone else. However, the Greek word that is used and is translated comforter in John 14, verse 16, is used in reference to Jesus in 1 John chapter 2, verse 1. All right, number 3, the Comforter would be with the apostles forever. When Muhammad came, he did not stay with his people forever. He died in AD 632 and was buried. His tomb is in Medina. His body has been rotting there for over 1,300 years. But Jesus said, once the Comforter comes, he will be with the apostles forever. And the Holy Spirit is still with the apostles, still working through the inspired word which they penned. Number 4, the world cannot receive the Comforter that Jesus promised. In John 14, verse 17, Jesus called the Comforter the Spirit of Truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees him nor knows him. But you know him, for he dwells with you and will be in you. Here's a problem. The Quran says that Muhammad was sent as a heavenly messenger to all men in the world, according to their holy book, Surah 34, verse 28. Therefore, John 14, verse 16 cannot be a reference to Muhammad because Jesus said the world cannot receive the Comforter that he's sending. All right, number 5. The disciples Jesus spoke to knew the Comforter. In John 14, verse 17, Jesus said about the Holy Spirit, "You know him, for he dwells with you and will be in you." Now, these disciples that were listening to Jesus didn't know anything about Muhammad. Muhammad wouldn't be born for another 540 years, but they did know about the Holy Spirit. All right? Number 6, the Comforter would dwell with the disciples and be in them. In John 14, verse 17, the Bible says, "You know him, for he dwells with you and will be in you." This is a reference to the miraculous power and the inspiration of the apostles. The apostles were never empowered nor inspired by Muhammad. Muhammad himself never worked one single miracle. He certainly could never empower someone else to work a miracle. And yet the apostles were empowered and inspired by the Holy Spirit. In Acts chapter 2, verse 4, the Bible says the apostles were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. The only conclusion that is rational is to admit that the Quran is mistaken. Neither the Jewish scriptures nor the Christian scriptures predicted the coming of Muhammad. Muhammad was not a prophet of God, and the Quran is a fabrication of Muhammad and his followers. It's not a book from heaven. The Jewish scriptures and the Christian scriptures, on the other hand, form one unified volume of inspired scripture. These writings did come from God and can be defended on such grounds. Well, thanks for considering our message these past 3 weeks. We invite you to visit our website at www.willofthelord.com. That's willofthelord.com. And there at our website, you can download the notes and the audio file of this message you just listened to. We invite you to call again next week when we consider a new subject on Bible Talk.